Hello, and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, and welcome to episode number 94 of Dyslexia Devoted, the power of connection over content. So what do I mean by that anyway? Well, we are now in April 2024 as I'm recording this, and it's about the time of year where families start deciding if they are going to keep working with me next year, or if they're going to reduce days, or if they've decided that their kiddo has met the goals that they had set out for them, if they are pretty good to go on their merry way and move on to bigger and better things because they don't need so much support anymore. It is also the time where I also have to write the less than comfortable email of like, hey, FYI, I'm definitely not a high school subject matter tutor. Just so you know, if we keep working together, this is more about me being your child's support system, not actually about me being an expert in anything high school related. Because I can absolutely help the kids write their essays and better understand their assignments and things like that, but I am absolutely not a chemistry tutor. But I am a support system for a lot of the kids that I work with. And sometimes that connection is actually far more powerful than the content. So let's break it down. Why is connection so important? Well, it's everything from the kiddo knowing that I can be their safe person. There are some kids who are like, I'm fine. And then the moment they burst into my office or they log into their Zoom and they burst into tears and they let it all out and they no longer pretend that they're fine. Not because I make them cry, but because this place is a safe space for them to cry. They hold it together and pretend everything's great at school in front of their friends and their teachers. And then they can let it all out. And then we make a plan together on how can we make this better. And that is the power of connection. It has nothing to do with my ability to teach kids with dyslexia. It has everything to do with my ability to connect with kids with dyslexia, to understand what they're going through, to see why it's so hard for them, to see that sometimes it is a lot harder for them than their parents realize, when sometimes somebody who loves them says, you just need to try harder, and they already are trying as hard as they can. They know that this is a safe space that they can let it all out when other people aren't listening. They know I can explain to them why their teachers at school don't know how to help them, because their teachers at school weren't trained the same way I was. But it's also a matter of knowing that you have somebody you know you can always count on, and sometimes that's what some of these kids really need, is that reliable person they know they can always count on. Yesterday, during one of my sessions, one of my kids had a family emergency in the middle of her session, and therefore could not be picked up by the original person who was supposed to pick her up. But the mom knew that I could have a very valuable, quick little conversation, make sure the kid knew everything was going to be okay, and we'd be okay. The mom knew that I could bring up something really difficult with her, and it would be totally fine because that kiddo trusts me and knows that I wouldn't tell her anything wrong. And if I say it's going to be okay, it's really going to be okay. The power of connection also means that you can teach kids in ways beyond academics. I teach kids with learning differences, and they run the full gamut. Everything from so high functioning you would never know they had a learning difference because they're so brilliant, but they just had to be taught a different way, to some kids who are very severely impacted by their learning difference, where it affects them not just academically, but also socially because they don't quite get it all. And those are the kids that I can have relationships with that teach them how they can keep making friends as they get older. They can teach them that, you know, when you do this right now, it's totally cool as like a third grader or fourth grader. But if you keep doing this in fifth grade, they're going to think you're a little weird. And it's going to be a lot harder to have friends when you're doing some of these things that you think are funny and silly now, but are things that are actually not quite aligned with how old you are. That's not quite how a fifth grader usually acts. And we can have these really strong connections that we can see what happens to these kids between year over year. It's actually one of the things I really liked when I was looping with certain classrooms. Over the years, I've taught multiple combo classes where I have like a second, third grade combo or a third, fourth grade combo or whatever it is. And so I've worked with the kids for more than one school year. And the power of keeping a kid for longer is that you develop this wonderful relationship and connection, and you can give them a look and they instantly know what you mean by that look and you don't really have to say anything else. Or you can see when they're misbehaving, but you realize it has nothing to do with what it's actually happening right now, that it's actually misbehaving because they're really upset about something totally separate and has nothing to do with what's happening in the moment. That you would only know this through connection. If you were just some random teacher they met 2 weeks ago, you would just think that kid's being a brat. When really, if you've worked with this kid a long time, you can see that this behavior is a signal something's really wrong and they're just not showing it the right way. And that is the power of connection. When it is time to start looking for tutors for the summer and things like that, or maybe it's, you know, childcare providers for the summer, it's always about connection over anything else. Because if that child hates the adult they're with, not much good's going to come out of it, no matter how content skilled that educator or that person is. You can be the best content knowledge person, but if the kids hate going to your office and hate working with you, it doesn't matter. And it also has to be a mutual connection. I had a talk with a family a couple weeks ago that was interested in summer program, and we definitely do not have the same values. And so I really was not surprised when that person did not sign up for my summer program. And I'm not offended, I don't care. I was not going to shift my values for this person. I firmly believe kids deserve a summer break. I do not give homework. I don't actually believe in homework. I believe in making kids read books. I don't care what book you read, but you better read. But I don't actually believe in homework all that much. A lot of times the kids who get it done didn't really need the extra practice, or mom and dad did it for them. Or I know that there was a whole huge battle involved in trying to get that homework done. So I actually kind of hate homework most of the time. There's actually only one family that I give homework to, and it's because they have such an amazing support system that it actually works out just fine. But in general, not really a big fan of it. So the kids that I work with are everywhere from kindergarten to junior year of high school. And you might be thinking, oh my goodness, how do you work with such a huge gap of kids? Part of it is I kind of love it, because I cannot have the same conversation with a 6-year-old as I do a 16-year-old. And I appreciate having closer to adult conversations with a 16-year-old. Plus, a big factor of it is it's all about connection. Most of the time for the kids who are in K-8, it's more about the content, and I really do help them with all of their content because I've taught multiple kids from multiple grade levels all through K-8. When it gets to high school, then it is not about skills. It is all about that connection piece. That child knowing how to ask me to restate the directions in a way that makes more sense to them. The child asking me to help them break down this really big assignment into chunks. So what amount do we have to do each day in order to make this assignment get done on time? It has nothing to do with my ability to teach high school physics, because I absolutely could not do that. Couldn't tell you a single thing about high school physics. I can probably tell you about a wedge and a fulcrum, but that's about it. The power of connection can also help kids in so many other different ways. For example, when we're thinking about things to do for summer, when there isn't as much homework and things like that, and we kind of have to pick some way to focus a child's energy while still having them be helped out and having them practice their skills, there's also a really big power in making good connections. I got a wonderful text message this morning from a mom who was asking me to help her child write an internship application letter. And I was so excited because I think that will be super motivating for this kiddo, is if we work together to work on an application letter to do a really cool internship with a woman business owner so that she can learn from this person. And I think that'll be really motivating versus some of the tasks I was asking her to do last night were not very motivating. She did them and they were good for her brain, but not exactly motivating. But if you can work on the power of connection of how can we build in these skills into the things that you are interested in, the things that light you up and set you on fire and make you want to do amazing things, connection makes those things possible. The power of connection can help students make those long-term goals. There's one of the girls who keeps sending me messages about the colleges she wants to apply to, or sending me pictures from the college tour she goes on, and it is super powerful. And really amazing to see the way our connection has taken us so far. The fact that she feels totally comfortable set texting me random things on a Tuesday just because we have that connection. And that is what makes it so much easier to help them with the content, is when you can talk to a kid and just be real with them, then when you do teach them the content, you get it to go so much farther and so much deeper than if you were just teaching content alone. The power of connection is what makes it so you know when a middle school boy gives you a certain smirk, that means he knows he's being naughty and that he's doing the bare minimum, and that all you have to do is give him just a little nudge and he'll go, okay, fine, and then do it the real way. Without the power of connection, I never would have gotten that out of that kiddo. In fact, when I first started working with that kiddo, he hardly spoke. The first 4 months, I could probably tell you about 10 sentences the kid said to me. He got the work done. But there was definitely no conversation or chitter chatter or getting to know each other. Or maybe there was, just very, very, very slowly. So if I had to try to figure out an average amount of time a student stays with me, I would probably say about 4 years. And that's not an exact number. And I know I freaked out a couple parents who were doing little interviews with me to decide if they wanted me to be their child's tutor. And I think they thought, What are you doing if you need to work with them for 4 years? And it's really hard to communicate the fact that it's not that I make the kids stay for 4 years. That's not that they still can't read or spell after 4 years. It is that the power of connection is the reason they want to stay that long. It is the power of knowing that the second they burst into my room, they're smiling, even though I'm teaching them the hardest subject of their day. It is the fact that I know how to treat a kiddo on their best day and on their worst, and to be okay with that. I've seen kids through med changes. I've seen kids through changing schools. I've seen kids through their parents' divorces. I've seen kids through moving houses and towns and schools. I've seen kids moving across state lines, and we still keep working together. The wonders of the internet these days. And connection makes a really big difference. To have something to anchor you when everything else falls apart is pretty powerful. And so I can see how, as a parent coming in, be like, you expect me to pay you how much for how many years? And that's not really what it's about for me. Like, there are other clients. I'm not trying to make anybody's day any extended period of time. It is more the fact that kids like coming and they like sticking around and they like having that connection. And it is also very hard when it's time to say goodbye to some of those connections. And as I see some of the kids are going to graduate middle school or high school next year, I also have to start thinking about my vacation plans, because it's usually when I take my big vacation for the year. So I might have to shift that vacation by a few days, because there's a couple kids who I've stuck around with for a very long time that have a feeling are going to expect me to show up at graduation. And all of those things are super powerful, and I feel so privileged to be a part of these kids' lives and to see them through their ups and their downs. And to see them through those really naughty middle school years and then see them come out on the other side as very reasonable humans. Because if you've ever seen a kid go from being an adorable little first and second grader to middle school, which nobody likes middle school. Middle school is just a mess for everyone. And then all of a sudden in high school, they're like very reasonable humans again. And when you see those kids through thick and thin, it's pretty amazing to see how far they've come and to be so proud of them and see what amazing people they can be. And you can only do that if you have a really strong connection and if you see them over time. And sometimes that time can be such a powerful thing. And I just love, like the episode I talked about last week, about showing kids their progress over time of what was it like for you when you first came here? And what are you doing now? Just take a minute to think about that. So take a moment today to think about the power of connection and how you can make some connections just a little bit stronger, because think about how much more power you have when you have strong connections, because those are what really help you get that content across when it really matters most. When you have a strong connection, it doesn't matter if the kid's having a meltdown. You know how to get them out of that meltdown and to get them over the hump into being successful. All right, that's it for today. So to wrap up our session, it is all about creating powerful connections. When you connect with a kid at a human level and you know them through thick and thin, you can make so much more progress when it comes time to actually teach that content. You can see when something is falling apart that might not have anything to do with what you're currently doing, and you know them well enough to know to not be offended by how they're treating you in this moment. And you know that this is just a sign something else is wrong. And with a strong connection, you can see years down the road just how far they've come, because you stuck around long enough to get to know them and see them through it. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. We are on episode number 94, and I would love to do some fun things for episode number 100. So if you have any ideas of extra podcast episodes you haven't heard yet and you want to hear some, send them my way, lisa@parnelloeducation.com or Parnello Education on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. All right, have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you want to learn even more about dyslexia, check out parnelloeducation.com/courses. See you next time.